In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
We're going to be praying in the Spirit before we preach. So pray with us. Pray with us in Jesus' name. Pray in the Spirit. Hallelujah. The anointing in presence of the Lord. There's an oil. It's flowing in this place. It's flowing. There's an oil. The anointing in presence of the Lord. There's an oil. It's flowing in this place. Keteri andari kakori terona. Keri asandari atorina. Anderia, Isa Kandarina, Irianda, Sorianda, Keria. The anointing in presence of the Lord. There's an oil, it's flowing in this place. It's flowing. There's an oil, the anointing in the presence of the Lord. There's an oil. It's flowing in this place. Oh, there's an oil. The anointing in the presence of the Lord. There's an oil that's flowing in this place. There's an oil. The anointing in the presence of the Lord. There's an oil that's flowing in this place.
And it's healing. It's an
oil of healing. It's an oil of joy. It's an oil of breakthrough. It's flowing in this place. It's an oil of healing. It's an oil of joy. It's an oil of breakthrough. It's flowing in this place. Oh, there's an oil. The anointing in the presence of the Lord. There's an oil. It's flowing in this place. Oh, there's an oil, the anointing in the presence of the Lord. There's an oil,
it's flowing in this place.
The oil represents the Holy Spirit. It's a spirit of love.
It's an oil of
miracles.
It's flowing in
this place.
It's an oil of
unity. It's an oil of peace. It's an oil of miracles. It's flowing in this place.
So step on in.
Step on in. Step on in. Kateria. Ori kandarin and starin arako. Hey, saranda sirianda sicorina axorona. Hallelujah in this place.
It's an oil of healing.
It's an oil of joy. It's an oil of breakthrough.
It's
flowing in this place.
It's an
oil of healing. It's an oil of joy.
It's an oil of breakthrough.
It's flowing in this place. There's an oil, the anointing in the presence of the Lord. There's an oil that's flowing in this place. The oil represents the Holy Spirit, and He's flowing in this place. He's flowing in your automobile. He's flowing in your house. Hallelujah. It's all about the Holy Spirit. Give you two things that happened last night. Last week, somebody came to me. He had taken a heart attack, and we prayed for his heart, and he went to the doctors. The doctor said his heart was normal. His heart was normal. God did it in the name of Jesus. Share about the woman, Anthony.
There was a woman who came up for prayer for sciatica. And I said, in three, sciatica leaves you now in Jesus' name. One, two, three. And as soon as I said three, the Spirit of God hit this woman so hard that she just fell on the ground. She fell out. The power of God hit her, and she was just laying on the ground. She couldn't even stand up for 10 minutes. When she tried to stand up, the angels of God pushed her back down, and she was just laying on the ground. God was doing surgery on her for a long, long time, to the point when she stood up. I was praying for so many people. We don't know what happened, but she's healed in Jesus' name. Before the broadcast, the Lord said, I'm going to release healing over the broadcast. So the oil of healing is flowing upon you right now. The oil of healing and restoration is the word I got from the Lord. So whatever you have lost, whatever the enemy has stolen, today just receive the glory of God, and God is going to release restoration. It's going to be restored sevenfold of everything you lost. Last night was so powerful because the glory of God fell so strongly, just as we praised, worshiped, and we stood in the glory, to the point where I was like, we don't even need to lay hands on people. There's about over 100 people there, to the point where God had just released such power in His presence, as we just stood and we just sat in the presence of God, that He already did everything He needed to do. Now, we still had everyone come up, and we prayed for people, and, you know, people were touched. People were falling out under the power of God. People were being healed, miracles. But there was miracles before we even prayed, because God had released the glory through praise and worship, as He is doing now to you. As He is doing now to you. Father, tell them about the testimony about the lady who just watched the video.
Yes, last week Sue was watching the video on the internet, and she said she got the anointing, and it was so beautiful. She said she couldn't do anything but enjoy the presence of God over the internet. If you're on the internet today, God is healing you. He's healing you. He's got His life poured out upon you. There's restoration, as Anthony said. I will restore the years that the locust has eaten your crop. I will restore the years that the locust has eaten your crop. And God spoke to that in Joel chapter 2. Do you need restoration? Open to Joel chapter 2. I will restore the years that the locust ate your crop.
So right now what I see in the Spirit, I see the river of God flowing into you. But it's not just a rushing river, it's a waterfall. And God is just waterfalling His glory over you, over your car, over your house, over your life, over your family, over your finances, over every area of your life. The river is flowing, but it's flowing into a waterfall. I hear the Lord saying, testify, and I'm going to release a testimony. Last night as we were standing in the glory, the Lord told me to start speaking about the fire of God, speaking about the fire of God. And in the fire of God comes from heaven and it burns out everything of the earth. The fire of God is the Holy Spirit and it begins to divinize us. It begins to implant us, implant into us heaven. And last night the Lord is saying, and he's doing it now, I'm releasing new realms of my fire. New realms of my fire. Fire refines us. It sets us ablaze so that we burn with the fire of God. And when we just burn in the presence of the Lord, then everything becomes easy. Everything, God just does things for us. The Lord last night, he said he's released angels of fire into the church. And as he released angels of fire, people started, they testified, started feeling fire coming upon their hands, fire coming upon their minds, fire coming upon their stomachs. When the fire was coming upon their stomachs, the Lord's revealing to me now, it's a baptism of fire. You know, St. John the Baptist says Jesus will come and baptize you in the Holy Spirit and fire. There's a baptism of the Holy Spirit, but there's a baptism of fire, which is the power of God. And that, if you're feeling any fire upon your stomach right now, just receive. If you're feeling fire upon your mind or your brain is tingling, the Lord is giving you a renewal of your mind. He is healing your brain. Some of you are feeling fire upon your hands. That's because Jesus is giving you the healing anointing that as you lay hands upon the sick, they will be healed. They will be healed and you'll be able to release the fire of God and the Holy Spirit will work through you to do miracles. Last night, I also saw there's a mantle of miracles, like the Elijah mantle. The mantle of miracles fell upon everyone in the church. If you would like that mantle of miracles, just reach your hands up into the glory right now, and you can just receive it. You can just receive it, and you can receive this mantle that the gift of miracles will lay on your life, that when as you decree, you come into your kingship. So as you decree, the Holy Spirit will honor these decrees and miracles will follow your words. Miracles will follow your life. That as you lay hands on the sick, they will be healed. I decree over you now, if there's any areas of sickness in their body, that they are healed in Jesus' name. That they are healed, that every spirit of anxiety, fear, depression, and shame leaves you now in Jesus' mighty name.
I feel the fire on my back, the fire on my back and on my head, the fire of God. They were together in one accord with Mary, the mother of Jesus, and his brethren, and there was fire on their heads. I think today that if that happened, somebody would call 911. We don't want to put it out. We want to extend it. We want fire to burn. Not only was there fire, there was wind. So the fire was a conflagration of fire in the upper room. The wind of the Spirit hit the fire and burnt up everything. And Peter said, "These men are not drunk as you suppose. It is only 9 o'clock in the morning." It's what the prophet Joel spoke. "In the last days, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall have visions." Oh yes, these words are for us today. We are living in the day of Pentecost until Jesus comes again. Pentecost is all about the church. Without Pentecost, there is no church. We have to remind the church about that, that we are living in the day of Pentecost. Without Pentecost, there is no church. We need the Pentecostal experience. By Catholics, We are not only Baptists, we are Pentecostals. We are everything that they name as religion. We all of that is under our umbrella. It's wonderful. We have healing. We have restoration. We have deliverance. God wants to do something in you today. I just found a penny, and I put it on my thing over there. And whenever I find a penny, the Lord speaks to me. There's a message on the penny. In God we trust. He said to me, trust me today. Trust me today. You found a penny. Trust me today. I'm telling you, you're going to find a penny today. And the Lord is going to tell you, trust me. I want you to be trustful. Trust me in everything. Not only in small things, but in big things. Not only in big things, but in small things.
The Lord can trust you with small things, and he can trust you as much. You know, the wonderful thing about the Catholic Church is, you know, every denomination, they have a part of the Catholic Church. Some, you know, have the Pentecostal, the charismatic move. Some have the biblical, just scholarly thing. But within the Catholic Church, it's everything. It's the fullness of faith. One moment we can be releasing miracles of power, praying in the Spirit. The next moment we can be at the monastery in deep contemplation with the Lord. The next moment we can be praising and worshiping. We can be studying the Bible, which is a Catholic book. The next, Father says it's more, then we can be doing the sacraments. You know what I mean? It's just so wonderful. We have the intercession of the saints. We have Jesus in the Eucharist. It's just the fullness. It's the fullness. It's just so wonderful. And, you know, last night in front of the tabernacle, after we had Mass and the Eucharist, God just released such power. He just released such power in this church. And this is how God desires us all to live. Jesus wants us to live a life in the power of the Holy Spirit, filled with the glory of God, so that our life becomes a testimony, our life becomes a witness. We were at Canobie Lake Park yesterday, and it was raining, and we were saying, thank you, God, thank you for the rain. And it was torrentially downpouring, and so much that it was creating like a river of water just flowing down. And Father Matt took a video of me, and we were running. We were saying, we're in the river, Lord. We're in the river. Let us live in the river. But, you know, it was prophetic, because the river was flowing and flowing and flowing, and the river wants to flow in your life. But how do we know we're in the river? When we're not controlling. How do you get out of the river? When you give up control of our life. Like Father Tom, he has the Bible open to the fourth chapter of James. That's what we thought we were going to do. But the Holy Spirit, before, when we were praising, said, I want to release my miracle power. I want to release healing and restoration today. So we just flowed in the river of what the Holy Spirit wants to do. The quickest way to get out of the river in our life is try to control, because the Holy Spirit is uncontrollable. The Holy Spirit is uncontrollable, and we just need to jump in and do what the Holy Spirit wants to do. In the prayer meeting, we say, Holy Spirit, this isn't our service. This is your whole service, Holy Spirit. So do what you want to do, how you want to do it, and just help us get out of the way. Just help us get out of the way. Sometimes the Holy Spirit, he moves in such power that our only job is just to stay out of the way. Stay out of the way and let the Holy Spirit do what he wants to do, how he wants to do it.
Somebody came to me yesterday and talked about that the person, he had anger. So I said, who do you need to forgive? And we went one person at a time. In the name of Jesus, I forgive this person. Because the anger was connected to people. And you need to forgive people. And you need to give God the controls. You know, God is in the driver's seat. You are supposed to be in the passenger seat. God is in the driver's seat.
You're supposed to be in the passenger seat. Let me tell you a story about that. When these two people were about to be married, they were sitting so close to each other. It was beautiful. But after 25 years, the woman said, "Do you remember 25 years ago? We were so close to each other. Look where we are now." And he said, "I never moved an inch." The Lord says, "I never moved an inch. You left me. But it's time to come back. It's time to repent. It's time to give your life back to Jesus. You did the moving." And you know, what does that mean? That we are called to repentance. Nobody, or very few people, preach repentance anymore. I was talking to the young man who had the vision of heaven. He said, "Not many people preach repentance." Well, I am preaching repentance. What is repentance? It's a 180-degree turnaround. You're going toward A, and you go repent. Now you're going to Z. We need to repent. Repent from our clumsiness. Repent from our lack of interest in Jesus' word. Repent of thinking that I'm too small. God can't do it to me. We need to repent of these things because you're not too small. God can do it to you if you receive it. It's all about receiving. Are you receiving healing today? Are you receiving a blessing today? Are you receiving the Holy Spirit today? Are you receiving the fire of God today? Are you receiving that waterfall pouring all over you? Are you receiving it? It's for you. It's for you. It's for you. It's for you.
So in these last moments, the Holy Spirit is going to come upon you and release His power. Just open up and receive as Father Tom prays.
Father, we thank you for Jesus Christ. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. We thank you that in the Spirit we can do everything, one thing at a time. In the Spirit we can do everything. We can pray, and our prayer can touch Italy. When they call me from Italy, I pray with them. And I'm on the telephone, and I'm believing that the prayer is touching these people in a foreign country. When we were at Holy Rosary, we used to have the map of the world, and we would pray for different sections of the world, that God would fill that section with the Holy Spirit. Things have not changed. God wants to touch the world, and He wants to touch people through you. So come, Holy Spirit, come fill your people, come bless your people, come take the driver's seat. Come, Lord, be ministering to your people, especially to the ones that are in control. Give them the gift of repentance so that they get out of control, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, I release a spirit of wisdom and revelation to come over you. The love of the Father, Lord, fill their hearts with your love, Father. Fill their hearts with your love. Let them see themselves as you see them, Lord. We pray for divinization of their mind, their body, their spirit, that they live on earth as it is in heaven. I speak to every sickness and it leaves now in Jesus' name. Every curse that came down the bloodline be broken. In Jesus' mighty name, every spirit of witchcraft goes now in Jesus' name. Every word curse that's been spoken over your life, any spirits that came in through those words, I break the power of those words in Jesus' name. And those spirits leave you now in Jesus' mighty, mighty name. Lord, we pray for a greater release of the river of God in the grace of surrender, Jesus. A grace of surrender which comes through trust. That everyone, Lord, you give them a impartation of your goodness so they know that you are a good Father and they can trust in you for all their needs. And all they have to do is become like a child and receive all the goodness, the grace, the healing, the love, the power, the joy, all of heaven that you're releasing to them now in these moments. That the revelation that there's no time and space in this spirit, that all they have to do is believe and receive these prayers, and Jesus will do far more than you can think, ask, or imagine. Because Jesus desires to encounter you moment by moment, second by second, day by day, more than you could ever want to encounter him. So, Lord, I speak that every gate in the spiritual realm, every door that's been closed or locked, due to abuse or trauma, it opens wide now, and the light of Christ penetrates every atom of your body and begins to drive out every darkness within you.
In the name of Jesus, be set free today. He must increase and we must decrease. Oh yes, he must increase and we must decrease. And as we decrease, he fills us with the Holy Spirit. He fills us with the fire of God. He fills us with the waterfall. Stay under the waterfall now. Let it flow over you. Let it flow over you. Let it bring new life to you. You say, I'm too late. No, you're not too late. That's just an excuse. Let the waterfall flow over you in the name of Jesus. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.